So why wouldn't you just use 120 all the time?
You may be in a very noisy environment and want to isolate just that sound. Now, for this, where we are right here, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of noise, like fan and speaker in the hallway. But if you're in if we're talking over here and you're trying to pick up something else, you'd have to get your mic both very close to that source.
Okay.
And you would use a tighter pattern to eliminate those unwanted noises.
It's totally noticeable, the difference between 90 and 120.
Okay.
Yeah.
One, two, three. And it's got headphones. Yes, that's all we have in the way of recorders, but this should be enough almost for everyone. I can't find the little headphone splitters that I have.
I had a question about mixing. For the digital recorders that have microphones built in, can you actually mix the signal if you plug in your headphone with the native?
Not with any of these recorders.
No, okay.
There are a couple that you can. I know that the Zoom H4Ns and H4s you can. I've only worked with the H4s a little bit, and they're just kind of so complicated that it'd be kind of too much time to deal with that.
Yeah.
I think that the H4Ns are a little bit easier to use. The Edirol company makes these recorders here. And they also make two other recorders that have four XLR inputs, so that you can record in four channels, and then mix that later. So you can use up to four microphones. Which, if you're recording a mix of something as well as two additional mics, it works great for that. Or if you want to have four different mics on different individuals, something like that, you can record all those separately, and then if you find that one was too noisy or too quiet or too loud, you can adjust just that one channel. You can do the same thing with these recorders as well, if you set them up to record in stereo. And you can kind of do the same thing with these recorders here by using this setup, which we actually only have one of. But what it is it's two separate condenser mics, and they go into one plug, which is a stereo plug, so you get one signal on one channel and the other signal on the other channel, being a left and a right. And then you'll end up with a file where your left channel is drastically different than your right channel. And if you find that you want to use that one channel or copy, just use just that one channel for the duration of your work, you can do that because you can use those channels separately.
Can you explain phasing when using multiple mics and how?
Sure. Yeah.
It's something that I've come up with. I've encountered in my own recordings. I'm not quite sure how to negotiate it.
Now, can you just hold this mic for me?
Yep.
I'm going to pretend that I am a sound wave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming towards you, and I'm going to push this air forward.
Yep.
And then I'm going to pull back. I'm going to push this air forward, and then I'm going to pull back.
Yeah.
Now, it's just one channel, and it has those phases of pushing and pulling.
Right, because you're coming in like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And because the transition between pushing and pulling is not abrupt, when we draw that out, we see kind of sine wave type forms. Now, if you have two microphones, and I'm one wave, I'm going to come up to both of these microphones, I'm going to push on both of them equally, and then I'm going to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
Push on them, and then I'm going to pull back. If you were to reverse the polarity of pins 2 and 3 on this mic, you would get a signal out of this where this one's pushing, well, this one's pulling.
Right.
This one's pushing, well, that one's pulling.
They'd be directly opposite.
It would be, yes, they would be inverted.
Yeah.
180 degrees.
Yeah.
But also, if you move this one a little bit closer to me, and now a little bit further, and this sign, there's